हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। ओके ठीक है। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। तमयं मन्यते लोको यसंगमपि संगिनम् आत्मौपम्येन मनुजम् व्यापृण्वानं यतो बुधः। तमयं मन्यते लोको यसंगमपि संगिनम् आत्मौपम्येन मनुजम् व्यापृण्वानं यतो बुधः। तमयं मन्यते लोको यसंगमपि संगिनम् आत्मौपम्येन मनुजम् व्यापृण्वानं यतो बुधः। Unto Lord Krishna, I am all these common men. Manyate, do speculate within the mind. Lokaha, the conditioned souls, he certainly, asangam, unattached, api, in spite of, sanginam, affected, atma, self, aupamyena, by comparison with the self, manujam, ordinary man, vyaprinvanam, being engaged in, yataha, because, abudaha, foolish because of ignorance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The common materialistic conditioned souls speculate that the Lord is one of them. Out of their ignorance, they think that the Lord is affected by matter, although He is unattached. Purport. The word abuddha is significant here. Due to ignorance only, the foolish mundane wranglers misunderstand the Supreme Lord and spread their foolish imaginations amongst innocent persons by propaganda. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is the original primeval personality of Godhead.
And when he was personally present before the eyes of everyone, he displayed full-fledged divine potency in every field of activity. As we have already explained in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is completely independent to act however he likes, but all his actions are full of bliss, knowledge and eternity. Only the foolish mundaners misunderstand him, unaware of his eternal form of knowledge and bliss, which is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads. His different potencies work in a perfect plan of natural sequence and doing everything by the agency of his different potencies. He remains eternally the supreme independent. When he descends on the material world by his causeless mercy to different living beings, he does so by his own potency. He is not subject to any condition of the material modes of nature, and he descends as he is originally. The mental speculators misunderstand him as a supreme person, and they consider his impersonal features as inexplicable Brahman to be all. Such a conception is also the product of a conditioned life, because they cannot go beyond their own personal capacity. Therefore, one who considers the Lord as on the level of one's limited potency is only a common man. Such a man cannot be convinced that the personality of Godhead is always unaffected by the modes of material nature. He cannot understand that the sun is always unaffected by infectious matter. The mental speculators compare everything from the standpoint of experimental knowledge of their own selves. Thus, when the Lord is found to act like an ordinary person in matrimonial bondage, they consider him to be like one of them, without considering that the Lord can at once marry 16,000 wives or more. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, they accept one side of the picture while disbelieving the other. This means that due to ignorance only, they always think of Lord Krishna as like themselves and make their own conclusions, which are absurd and unauthentic from the version of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The common materialistic conditioned souls speculate that the Lord is one of them. Out of their ignorance, they think that the Lord is affected by matter, although He is unattached. So this chapter is entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka. The Lord has returned after a very long time. And the Dwarkavasis are very happy to receive Him. And there was an elaborate description of how He was received. And now here, He is now has entered into the palace and He has been received by His children and His wives. And the wives are very happy. And they are casting their sidelong glances upon Krishna, very eagerly wanting to embrace Him. But they stop themselves out of etiquette, because their children are there and it was not the Vedic custom to make a public display of affection. So they embraced Krishna within the core of their hearts. And they sent forth their children to Krishna to embrace Him. And so these verses now are describing that that how some of the Dwarkavasis and in fact common people, seeing how Krishna reciprocates with His family, His wife and His children, leading a very kind of an ordinary household life, where a husband is attached to the wife and children, and husband would do things to satisfy his wife. These are very common things. And as we know, even recently there was some controversy where some people were criticizing how Krishna is so lusty and, you know, so on and so forth. So here it has been explained that to consider that Krishna is an ordinary man is an utter ignorance. And atmau pamyena manujam. So human beings, by comparing or from their own experiences, they project to Krishna and they say that, okay, even He is doing the same activities as all of us, so therefore He must be also like one of us. So how else can any human being learn? By experience, isn't it? That's one of the things that how we learn. That's not the only way how we can learn. Another way is when someone tells us. But such people, they do not accept authority. They do not accept the words of the Shastras, and therefore they never learn. Because it takes one to know one. And you have to be liberated to understand another liberated person. And when you listen to liberated people speak about Krishna, then you can understand about Krishna. So therefore, atmau pamyena manujam vyaprand vanam yato buddha. So generally, people are in ignorance. And Krishna says that Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna pavishyani cha bhutani mam tuvedana kashchana. That I am the knower, Vedaham samatitani, atit, I am the knower of the past. I am the knower of the vartaman. And I am the knower of the future. He is all-knowing. He is omniscient. In fact, that is one of the qualities of God, that He knows everything. But then now he's making a contrast. He's saying that I know everyone, but no one knows me. Krishna is infinite. How is it possible to know Krishna? Can the ocean water be contained in a cup? It's impossible. So to come to understand Krishna completely, it's impossible. But certainly a cup can be full according to its own capacity. We can try to know him according, like birds fly in the sky, according to their capacity, they go to different heights. But the sky is far beyond their capacity to fly. So therefore, Krishna says that nobody can know me completely. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the verse. Janmadi asya yaton vayad itaratah chartesh abhijna swarad tene brahma hridaya adikavaye mohiyant yat suryah tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha dhamna svena sada nirastakuhakam satyam param dhimahi. So janma adi asya, all these things that we see in this world has originated from Krishna. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. And Krishna's, and it has been explained that that Supreme Lord is the one who gave knowledge to even Brahma. Kuhakam, that illusion which is being created in this world, which is causing ignorance, is keeping even the demigods from knowing him. Muhiyanti yat surayaha. Even the gods cannot know him. Here it is explained that atma pamyena manujam. It is not just humans who are unable to understand Krishna, but even great gods like Indra and Brahma also. And therefore, you see, the explanation of this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is there in the rest of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That how Indra, he mistook Krishna to be an ordinary human being. And he tried troubling the Brajavasis. And he so many times fought with Krishna personally. Brahma also tried to steal the calves of Vrindavan in the attempt to test Krishna. Is he really what people claim that he is? What the Brajavasis believe that he is God? Can he be God? So they have also mistaken Krishna to be an ordinary human being. So then what to speak of ordinary human beings? If, you know, the gods cannot understand him. But anyways, the thing is, if we do not understand God, that's not entirely our fault. Because there has been unlimited incarnations of Krishna. We may not, a living entity may not even be able to count those, that many. And if he does not understand or know about a particular incarnation, that's okay. That's alright. There's nothing wrong in that. But then when one goes out of ignorance to criticize a particular incarnation, then that becomes a problem. And then one comes into the category of a demon. For example, Jarasandh, it was written in the scriptures that he was a devotee of Narayan. Yes, he was a devotee of Narayan and he used to serve the Brahmins, used to give charity and all. He was following Varnashram Dharma very nicely, meticulously. But somehow or another, in his mind, he concluded that, oh, Krishna is my enemy. And he is acting, you know, ways that ordinary human beings act, and therefore I don't like him. And he was trying in so many ways to kill Krishna. Yes. But Krishna then killed him, got him killed. The reason being, even though he was a devotee of Lord Narayan, generally devotees of the Lord are never killed by the Lord. But because he was envious of Krishna, your devotion is not proper. You can't accept one incarnation of the Lord and then say the other incarnation is bogus. Then you become an atheist. And therefore, Acharya has explained that it is, even though you may not understand, but out of your ignorance, you should not criticize. Now, generally, people, they do not care to read up Srimad Bhagavatam. They do not care to learn from authorities. And they go about criticizing. And that is the problem. If you don't know, you keep quiet. Or learn. Because even to criticize, you should have knowledge. To be a critique, you should be educated. How can you just go around doing that and then offenses? And therefore, we may mistake him to be an ordinary human being. So the Acharya has explained, just like sometimes we may mistake a piece of sapphire, a precious diamond, to be an ordinary piece of glass. Yes, or a piece of gold to be duplicate. Like in our temple, and in fact all temples, ISKCON temples, the ornaments which we use for the deities are not original. They are not real gold or real diamonds. Yes, that's because Prabhupada didn't want to for the devotees to have security threats. Obviously, it's not safe to keep such expensive jewelry worth crores. Then there will have to be additional problems and arrangements to be made, and we are a preaching movement. So he said that you can just put duplicate ornaments. But every once in a while, during festivals or some special occasions, some original ornaments are offered to the Lord. Yes, and the pujaris, the head priest may come and give to the dressers that if original gold hai, yeah, whatever diamond hai, and so if we put it, yes, on the Lord, and everybody is taking darshan, and everybody in general knows that everything is fake, but a priest who has actually addressed the deities knows that, okay, that piece there is the real diamond. Oh, that piece there is, the real gold. And it may be very, very expensive. But all others are thinking that also is fake, just like everything else. So similarly, in this world, most of the people are conditioned, attached. So when Krishna comes down, so people think, okay, along with everybody else, even Krishna is just like us, one amongst all. Like that. And what is the reason? What is the reason? Kunti Maharani says, in the first canto, we already read it actually, the 8th chapter. Maya javanika channam ajnat dokshajam avyayam nalakshase moradrisha nato natyadharo yatha. Maya javanika channam. So, javanika means a curtain. So, there is a curtain between the Lord and us, common people. Javanika. Just as when you come to the temple, you see that there is a curtain. So you may come to the temple and you may sit here listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, hoping to get darshan. But if the altar is closed, then you will not get darshan, because the Lord is not giving darshan yet. So that is maya. So there are two kinds of maya. One is yoga maya, one is mahamaya. So the yoga maya is the curtain with which the Lord decides to cover himself with. Like the curtain, the altar curtain. But there is another maya or curtain or covering which we cover ourselves with. What is that? Our eyelids. Say we are sitting here in front of the Lord and we are dozing off. Altar is opened, but we are dozing off. Because of tamogun or whatever, because we have had a difficult schedule or whatever could be the reason, but the main reason is tamogun. So even though the Lord is giving darshan, but we are not able to get darshan. So for getting the darshan, both have to be removed. The Mahamaya, which we cast upon ourselves, and the Yogamaya, which the Lord casts upon Himself. We may have our eyes opened, But the altar is closed, we will not get darshan. The Lord's darshan is open, but we have managed to close our eyes, then also darshan is not available. So those are the functions which are played by Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. So therefore, Maya Javanika Achannam. So Achannam means to cover. Ajna Dokshajam Avyayam. And the ignorant people, they are unable to understand that the Lord is Avyay. He is infallible. He is never diminished. He never grows old. Avyayam. Na lakshase moodadrisha. And we are not able to see Him. Because we are moodadrisha. We are the foolish observers. Nato natyadharo yatha. Just as when we go for a drama or maybe see a movie. Sometimes when the movie is really good and all the actors are playing their parts so well, you know that the movie actually becomes believable. You can't tell the difference. You can't tell apart the actors from their characters. That's the talent, that's the art of the actors, that they can make you believe in the role that they are playing. Then what to speak of Lord Shri Krishna, who becomes an actor, is a supreme artist. And when he acts as a human being, it is impossible to understand whether it is actually a human or it is actually a god or a Bhagavan. Isn't it? He's a supreme artist. And in fact, that's why it is said by the Acharyas that why did Krishna dance on the hooves of Kaliya? You know, like for dancers, I don't know, those who are dancers will probably know, those who have learned professional dancing, that for dancing you need a very nice stage or a platform, a steady ground. If the ground on which you are standing is moving or vibrating, or if it's a little inclined, it's very difficult. It has to be proper because your balance is a very important aspect in dance. If you lose your balance, it's not considered very good, isn't it? You're making all those moves, you're jumping and you know, whatever you're doing. It's ultimately to have a proper balance despite all your movements. That's why they say, you know, when someone does not dance properly, he's made a performance and what he does, he criticizes. That is stage theek nahi tha yaar. You know. Like for example, I generally when I speak, I tend to go low in my voice drops. And then sometimes I may criticize that, yaar, kya sunai nahi de raha hai and all that. And therefore you have to make all arrangements. I'm just probably trying to make an excuse for, you know, my own discrepancies or limitations. So that's why they say in Hindi mein bolte na ki naach na aaye aangan tedo. Naach na aaye aangan teda. You are giving an excuse that I don't have a proper stage, therefore I could not give a good performance. So the Lord said, okay, so now you see how I dance. So he danced on the hooves of Kaliya. Hooves of the Kaliya. Constantly moving. Up and down, up and down. How can anybody dance and balance on the head of a serpent? Not just one head, but so many heads. And not just make a fantastic presentation of an amazing dance, but also subdue the serpent and, you know, send him off and all these things. So the supreme artist at work. So therefore, Kunti Maharani is saying that Maya Javanika Channam Ajna Dokshajam Avyayam Nalakshase Mood Drasha Nato Natya Dharo Yatha. They cannot tell who is this person. Is he Bhagavan or is he an ordinary human being? Unless somebody points out, okay, he's that person, you know, he's an actor. He's that person. And then you recognize. So unless somebody tells us that he's Bhagavan, we will never know. It's very difficult. Because Krishna comes as a human being, like two hands. Krishna does not have four hands, like Narayan. Now if he would have come as Narayan, then probably everybody could see, okay. And they could make out. But that's not his fault if he comes as in a two-handed original form. We think that he is like a human being. In fact, we are like gods. That's why it's said in the Bible that man was made in the image of God. God is not like human. Human beings are like gods. When the Lord fashioned human beings, He fashioned them in His own image. So that liberation can be easy. Because we can very easily relate with a human form. Why are we so comfortable with Krishna and not so much with Narayan? Because, you know, when someone has four hands, it's, you know, how do we visualize four hands on one, you know, socket? Even Satyabhama, it is explained in the Bhagavatam, even she could not understand when she saw Krishna with four hands. You know, in the 59th chapter, when Indra comes down to Dwarka, you know, Gopal Champu, it has been explained that Indra comes complaining. He comes on his elephant, comes to Dwarka, meets with Krishna. And he says that we have been troubled by this Narakasur. And he has stolen my mother's earrings. He has stolen the playground of the demigods. And he has taken the umbrella of Varuna. And he's causing a nuisance. And he's your son. He's your own son. He says, is it? And so you have to do something. So Krishna says, all right. So how do I go there? And Indra says, nobody can go there. He's living in that place, Prag Jyotishpur. And it has been fortified by mountains and water and air and weapons. And it's very difficult to pass and cross over. So then Krishna, playing the part of a human being, is saying that, how do I cross over then? So Indra is saying that you should go sitting on the Garuda. And Krishna is saying, well, Garuda is the seat of Narayan. How can an ordinary human being sit on the seat of Narayan? So Indra is saying, well, to fulfill our desires, I'm sure that you will be doing it. And by the divine arrangement, you will also manifest similar qualities like Narayan. So Krishna says, all right. And now he's going to fight a battle, but he decides to take his wife also. Satyabhama, okay, you also come along, and puts her also on Garuda. And they're going. And miraculously, Lord Krishna starts manifesting extra two arms. And Satyabhama, looking at that strange sight she has never seen before, she touches his hand and covers her mouth with her cloth and starts laughing privately. She found it so odd that Krishna has got four hands. You know, so those kind of things, that how the Lord can be so tricky. He can cast illusions in that way. So then Krishna is going and he does these things which are quite bewildering. In fact, Acharya has explained that one of the reasons why people misunderstand Krishna, it's because he does things like ordinary husbands do. Like what do husbands do? They try to pacify their wives so that the wives are pleased and cooperates at home, you know, for whatever he needs, sense gratification. Unless the wife is displeased, then it will be difficult. So Krishna was also behaving like a henpecked husband. And it is explained that he took his wife, Satyabhama, along with him so that he could get her the Parijat tree from heaven. Because he was going there to heaven to return the items which he will take from Narakasura. Yes, so the thing actually is that Narada once came with a Parijat flower from heaven. And he came to Krishna and he says that, here, if you would like, you can give it to any one of your wife. And you know Narada, you know, he likes a little bit of excitement, transcendental excitement, just to see how Krishna behaves. Now, Krishna has not just one, but 16,108 queens. And if he gives to one, others will be annoyed. Yes, natural. So he gives the flower to Rukmini. Naturally, especially Satyabhama becomes very annoyed. So how come I don't have a flower? I also want a flower. Understanding Satyabhama's mind, Krishna says, okay, never mind. I will, what to speak of a flower, I will get the tree, Parijat tree for you from heaven. And therefore he takes her also along. Come, we will, you know, do it. And because she's a Kshatriya woman, Acharya has explained, she's a Kshatriya woman, and she likes adventure. So Krishna thought, okay, let us give her a novel experience. Generally, Krishna never takes, like as I said before, that you know, when Ram fought all the demons while he was in the forest, Sita was never with him. He was never with him because Sita is so merciful and compassionate that if he would decide to kill a demon, she would plead for mercy. So Ram never killed any demon in front of Sita. Women generally are soft-hearted. So he didn't want to take her like that. But Krishna, this time he had to take her because another reason, you see, just think about it. People think that Krishna is henpecked and Krishna has married so many wives for fulfilling his lust and all those things. But just see how deep the understanding and descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are. So sweet. Reasons why Krishna took Satyabhama, not because he was henpecked and not simply because he wanted to give her a parijat tree, but the reason being that Narakasur was his own son born from Bhudevi. And Bhudevi is an expansion of Satyabhama. And in fact, many years ago, Bhudevi had approached Krishna seeking a blessing for her son, that please, bless my son that he will never be killed by you. And Krishna says, I will not kill him, but if I have your permission, I can. Am I not allowed to do that? So she says, all right, if I give you permission, then you may. And so therefore, now because he had turned out to be a rogue, Krishna decided to kill him. And therefore he took Satyabhama, who is none other than Bhudevi. And having her beside him while he is killing Narakasura meant that he had her consent. See, so amazing. So many reasons why Krishna does what he does. So beautiful. So that's one of the reasons that he is like, he looks like a human being. He has two hands, two legs, unlike Narayan who has four hands. And yes, he would like, and the reason why he keeps people in illusion is because he likes his privacy. And everybody likes privacy, is it not? I mean, you see when you're going walking on Marine Drive, one huge billboard for a mobile phone, privacy, you know, privacy is important. So Krishna also likes to be private, just as we like to be private about our investments, you know, and our passwords in, you know, whatever we have, our bank accounts and how much money we have, how much money we earn. We only like to reveal those things to people whom we trust. Yes. So also, Krishna would like to keep private. It's known to his devotees and not to others. So you see, that is the illusion. And when, what happens then? You see, the even Indra, for that matter, when he defeated Narakasura and he brought all the articles of the gods and he went and delivered it to Indra, and then on his way back, on his way out of the palace of Indra, he plucks the Parijat tree from the compound of Indra and decides to bring it to earth, to Dwarka. At that time, Indra himself becomes insecure and he starts fighting with Krishna. And therefore, Acharya says that to hell with the opulence of Indra, because what opulences makes one do? It makes one so proud and illusioned that he even disrespects the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was a mistake even Indra made that he could not understand. Just a few moments ago, he had gone requesting Krishna that please help me. And then when Krishna, after doing that favor for Indra, and he just took a plant. You know, sometimes ladies, I know my mother many times, sometimes she goes here and there, she's very fascinated with, you know, plants and things like that. And she'll pluck something, she'll uproot some stem and she'll come and put it in her pot. And you know, ladies love that. So that's what she wanted. She just wanted a tree, a plant, and Krishna just wanted. And for that, he created such a big fiasco. Then you can't take this parijat. That is illusion. Cannot understand Krishna. It's not so easy. And people criticize him, okay, he's lusty and he married 16,108 women. Well, what was the circumstance? Why did he marry? Because it was this Narakasur who had kidnapped all those women. He had defeated all those kings and kidnapped 16,000 girls, unmarried girls, and kept them in his harem. And now, after they were liberated, they had nowhere to go. The society would not accept women who had been touched by other men. In those days, we are talking about Varnashram Dharma, where it was so strict at those days. So they had nowhere to go. The only recourse for them was to commit suicide. So they told Krishna that we have nowhere to go. Who will accept us? So Krishna says, don't worry, I will accept you. He accepted those whom the world rejected and did this great social service. And still, he's being criticized for that. But he cares a hoot about all what people say. It is not up to Krishna to, you know, come to us and explain. You know, like someone, one devotee came and told one speaker, Prabhuji, main convince nahi hua. Jo aapne bola na, main convince nahi hua. Well, the speaker said, well, it's not my job to try to convince you. No. Sorry, I'm here to glorify Krishna. Whether you are convinced or not, it's up to you. What happens if you are not convinced? Kiska nuksaan hone wala hai? You will be at loss. Isn't it? If I say, like, you know, ye thoda sa prasad hai. You know, sometimes you give prasad to somebody. And somebody may say, kya hai wo? I don't know what it is. And you go away. So who's at loss? You are at a loss. You could have had a nice meal. If you did not believe that there was nice prasad and food inside in the plate or in the dabba, then you are at a loss. That does not mean that the prasad will not be enjoyed by somebody else. Or take, you know, people can take the benefit. So not believing Krishna or not knowing who Krishna is not a loss for Krishna, it's a loss for you. Prabhupada said, if you don't believe in God, then you will have to believe in his form as death. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. You'll see him in the form of death. No problems. Like, you know, one man, he went to space. There was this very famous photograph of one man in space. A beautiful photograph, in fact. He's outside the space shuttle Challenger with the deck opened. And he's in his white suit. And the earth in the background. Beautiful, really, photograph. Very unusual sight. And he's holding a plaque saying that, I don't see God out here. I don't see God out here. And then somebody in that, it was a Facebook post, and somebody down below commented, yeah, just wait till your oxygen runs out. Just wait till your oxygen runs out and you will. So that was the social service which he did, that he accepted these 16,108. It was not out of lust. And in fact, it is explained here that when Lord Shri Krishna came to Dwarka, all the wives of Krishna, and the beauty of these wives of Krishna are being described, they are like the prettiest women in the universe. Way, way, way beyond even the beauty of the goddesses in heaven. Not even from Vaikuntha, they were from Dwarka, above Vaikuntha. They were so beautiful that even the god of lust can fall for them. Even Lord Shiva cannot control his senses if they get a glimpse of the beauty of the queens of Krishna. And it is explained that when Krishna entered into the palace of Dwarka, all the queens were taking darshan. And the god of love is present there. And the gopis are being attracted to Krishna. Not the gopis, I'm sorry. The queens are being attracted to Krishna. And the god of love is frustrated. And he drops his bow. Because he's thinking that I have not even begun my work. Because unless the God of love comes into action, unless he doesn't shoot us with our arrows, the souls, the conditioned beings, we cannot even become lusty. So even before Kamdev began his work, the queens started becoming attracted to Krishna. At that time, Kamdev realized that this attraction is beyond me. This is beyond my jurisdiction. If they are being attracted to Krishna, that means it is beyond my purview. Because he was just about to do his work, but then, and also he's thinking that all these gopis with their eyebrows, the eyebrows look like bows, is it not? Yeah? So even all of us have, in fact, bows, and especially the women, you know, with their bow-like eyebrows, and their glances are like arrows. So all these beautiful, exquisitely looking, charming, lovely wives of Krishna are shooting these arrows of their enrapturing glances on Krishna. And Krishna is not at all affected. He's not becoming enamored by their beauty. It's not at all. And therefore, Kamdev is thinking, what use is my bow and arrows if these women with their beautiful bow-like eyebrows are shooting the arrows of their glances on Krishna and it is not doing anything on Krishna. Krishna is the least affected. Then what use is my bow and arrows? So he just drops it. I cannot enchant Krishna. He's beyond me. And in fact, it is said that when Kamdev was killed by Shiva, when he came to test Lord Shiva, Shiva was in meditation and he was in trance and he opened his third eye and the God of love was burnt to ashes. But then he entered into the body of Krishna and he was born from Rukmini as Krishna's own son, Pradyumna. So Lord Shiva took away the body of God of love, but Lord Krishna gave him another body and made him his own son. So the Shastras explain that a son cannot cast his influence upon the father. It is not possible. Yes. So therefore, lust cannot touch Krishna. It is not possible. You know that wonderful story in when the gopis meet Krishna. The gopis tell that, Krishna, who is your guru? I'm sure that he may be a wonderful person to be your guru. So Krishna says, yes, my guru is Durvas. We would like to meet him and we would like to serve him. Okay. Gives them the address. So gopis go home and cook a lot of bhoga. They make offerings, put it in pots, and they come to Krishna and they say that, Krishna, we want to go to your guru, but we cannot cross the river Yamuna, so please give us a method. So Krishna says, all right, when you go to that river, just chant a mantra which I'll give you. If Krishna is a brahmachari, agar Krishna brahmachari, to rasta do. So the gopis start giggling, think, how can Krishna be a brahmachari? You know, he's spending the nights with us. That's not possible. Come on, how can you say that? Krishna says, you just go and do as I say. And you see. And they go and they chant this mantra, Krishna brahmachari to rasta do, and lo and behold, the water of the Yamuna is part and they see dry land and all the gopis and there are thousands and thousands, they cross the river. And they see Durvas Muni sitting under a Kalpa Vriksha tree. They offer their respects and they say, oh Maharaj, hum aaye hain aapki seva karne ke liye. And Durvas says, welcome, welcome. So they say that we have brought prasad for you. Durvas very happily says, never mind. I will personally eat from your own hands. And the gopis, from their own hands, they feed Durvasa. After having served Durvasa, they decide to leave. And they say, Maharaj, Now we want to go back, so please kindly tell us how we can cross the Yamuna. When we came, we had a mantra. Now, how can we go back? So Durva says, never mind, I'll give you another mantra. When you reach the Yamuna, you chant. If Durvas Nirahari, then Yamuna Rasta Do. So again the gopis start giggling. They think, how can you be Nirahari? I mean, we fed you with our own hands. And all these pots which are lying here, empty pots, are proof that you've eaten. How can you be Nirahari? No, just go and chant the mantra and you will see what happens. So all the gopis go and say, Yamunaji, if Durvas is Nirahari, Rasta Do, and lo and behold, Yamuna parts and they see dry land, they cross over. And then the next subsequently, the next day, they meet Krishna and Krishna asks them, so did something extraordinary happen? How was your experience? And then they say, that it was something really extraordinary. So what was extraordinary? What was extraordinary was that when we chanted Krishna Brahmachari and when we chanted Durvas Nirahari, Yamuna parted. How can this be true? How can you be Brahmachari being with us? And how can Durvas be Nirahari after having eaten all this food? And then Krishna says the words which he speaks also in the Bhagavad Gita. Yasya sarve samarambaha kamakal sankalpa varjitaha jnanagni dagdha karmanam tamahu panditam buddhaha. Oh my dear gopis, I am spending my time with you not because I have any lust in me or for any selfish desires. I am only with you because I am trying to reciprocate your love for me. So it is service that I am doing. And Durvas is not hungry. He is a great yogi. He has controlled his hunger. But he ate because you have gone there with the mood to serve him. And therefore to reciprocate with you, he has accepted and eaten all those things. And therefore, even though having eaten, he is Nirahari. And even though I am with you women, and I am Brahmachari. Because I have no lust in me. Yasya sarve samarambaha kama sankalpa varjitaha. Without kama. So the gopis got a very important lesson. Of course, they were also great scholars in themselves. It's not that they did not know who Krishna was. But that is the idea that in general people do not understand. And in fact, when the gopis come to meet Krishna, in the middle of the night when he blew the flute, it is not that Krishna immediately started dancing with them and no. Krishna first told them, why are you here? Krishna wanted to make sure that they are not in some form of illusion. Sometimes when Krishna blew the flute, they became intoxicated. The gopis became intoxicated. And you know how sometimes in this modern age, when sometimes boys and girls, they go to parties. And in parties they are intoxicated and then they end up doing something which they regret later. So similarly, you know, when the gopis came to Krishna in an intoxicated state, because when Krishna blew the flute, it was a calm Gayatri mantra which emanated from that flute of his, which has the power to intoxicate anybody. So Krishna, in order to make sure that they are not in, because Krishna is a gentleman, he didn't want to exploit them. So he told them that, you know, he told dharma, what is dharma? And tried to remove that illusion, if they were in any form of illusion, material illusion. And told them that, why are you here? Don't you know that it's sin to be spending the night with another man besides your husband? It's sinful. And spoke all the different kinds of philosophies that you should never give up your husband who is in good standing, who is following the principles of dharma, so on and so forth. And gopis, having heard all that, and then replied and spoke transcendental knowledge, saying that it is the duty of every living being to surrender to you. The goal of varnashram dharma is that we come to realize that we have to surrender to you. And that is what we are doing. And don't blame us for being attracted to you. Because that is the nature of the soul, to be attracted to Krishna. So how can you criticize us for being attracted to you, who is a man besides our husband? Because you are no ordinary man, you are Paramatma. And he goes on to say that you yourself are attracted to your own beauty, isn't it? As Mahavishnu, he was attracted to Krishna's form. So he said, if Mahavishnu is attracted to you, then why, how can we control ourselves? And thus proving that they were in no form of illusion. They were in knowledge. Complete knowledge. And had Krishna been lusty, he would have just gone all out and enjoyed with them. A lusty man would not lose any opportunity to exploit other women. But Krishna didn't do that. That was a proof that he is above ordinary lusts. And therefore even the Rasa Leela begins with the words, Bhagavan Apita Ratri Sharadot Pulla Mallika Vikshrantum Manaschakre Yoga Maya Upasharita. Bhagavan Apita Ratri. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. It is Bhagavan ki Leela. It is not ordinary Leela. Apita, one who does not have a father. One who is, Acharya has explained that without a father. Because if anyone who is born from a father or a mother is naturally born out of lust, is it not? There has to be lust for children to be born in this world. But Krishna was born without a father, and that means he has no lust in him. Very important point, and therefore. So these are the common mistakes that materialistic people make, and of course today is a very important day. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, and you can see that it takes one to know one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great soul, understood the glory of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, isn't it? And he told his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to please go take initiation from him. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was an illiterate, but he was a great devotee. And his son was a great scholar and a devotee. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur could see through the externals, as I was explaining, it takes one to know one. But he could recognize Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who from an external point of view was a silly man, was an outcast, avadut. And see the glory of Krishna and his devotees, that despite being so glorious, they present themselves as a fool. And there are others who are fools, but they present themselves as very glorious. Everybody misunderstands. Even in Jagannath Puri, while I was there, I was in a rickshaw. And I told the rickshawala, अरे आप कितने सौभाग्यशाली हैं, आप जगन्नाथपुरी में रहते हैं, कभी भी आप जगन्नाथ जी का दर्शन ले सकते हैं. अरे जगन्नाथ जी क्या, वो तो लकड़े के बने हुए हैं, क्या हमको क्या लाभ मिलने वाला है, हमको तो काम करना पड़ेगा ना पैसे कमाने के लिए. उसका तो नाम बड़ा काम छोटा, बिग नेम जगन्नाथ बट काम छोटा. So from one point of view, it's an offense. But then he was a Jagannath Puri Vasi. I did not want to offend him. I didn't want to argue with him. But you see how people misunderstand him. Even in Dwarka, when Krishna was moving around, as if he is not even a king actually. He was not a king. Ugrasen was a king. But he's moving around, even though he's the maintainer of the universe. But he presents himself as if he's not done anything. But then there are others who may be strutting back and forth. Just to show, even though they're doing nothing, but with the idea that jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai. That's a concept, a material concept. Jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai. Okay, theek hai. So, chalo, apne dikhao, kitna seva, how big, how much chanting. But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was a recluse. From external point of view, he was a reject. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood, said, you go. Go, take initiation from him, otherwise your life is a waste. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went. And Gadadhar Pandit, you see. Gadadhar Pandit. Now who is Gadadhar Pandit? He is Radharani. Na lakshase mood drisha nato natya dharo yatha. Now that Radharani is playing the part of Gadadhar in Gauralila. And just see, so difficult to Radharani. When the Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, Gadadhar is Radharani there. The Acharya has explained that in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Leelas, amongst his confidential associates in Gambhira, Radharani was not there. That means the Gadadhar was not there. Gadadhar was not amongst the intimate, even though she is Radharani. And the reason why is because if Radharani would have been there, then Mahaprabhu would have been in the mood of Krishna, looking at Gadadhar. But he didn't want to. He had come in the mood of Radha. So therefore, but he would go to meet with Gadadhar, who would speak Bhagavat. And Mahaprabhu would go and hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar. Why? Because none other can speak Bhagavat better than Gadadhar, better than Radharani. Because who else can understand the mood of Radharani better than Radharani? And there are verses in the Bhagavatam, like Venu Geet and things like that, which are spoken by Radharani. So when Gadadhar used to explain, Mahaprabhu used to come and listen. And you see, it is so difficult to understand these very, you know, difficult topics, because they are playing their parts so beautifully that it is very difficult for ordinary men to understand that how is Radharani Gadadhar and how is Mahaprabhu Krishna, and then in the mood of... That's why many times people think that Gaurang Mahaprabhu is Krishna and they worship him in the mood of Gopi. But that is wrong. Acharya has explained, you should never think that that Gaurang Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but actually he is in the mood of Radha. You can only become a servant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You can't worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the mood of a gopi. That is wrong. That's what Acharya has explained. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha. And like in a drama, you know, it's like how they're doing these different parts. So, Hare Krishna. So the only way, how, as Krishna says, that the way to understand Krishna is by grace. That if we get the mercy of Krishna, if Krishna wants to reveal himself to us, then we can understand him. And the way to please him is by chanting his glories. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam and spending time serving in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare.